Director Jeremy Saulnier returns with a Netflix film, Hold the Dark. Let's talk about it. I am John Ellis. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. As mentioned previously, I'm joining in on the National Podcast Post Month, or hashtag NADPodPomo. My goal is to present you a daily movie discussion and or review as part of this series. You'll find others out there in various topics and industries doing this as well. So join in, join that conversation, follow that hashtag. Am I going to make this every day? That's the goal. So we'll see. That's part of the challenge. But either way, it should be fun for both of us to listen to. And for the most part, these will be shorter episodes. So I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy creating them. So normally, if you're new to this podcast, I focus on current movies with the goal of letting you know what the best movie of the year so far. So we'll still continue to do that as I watch new movies and as new movies come out in November. I'll let you know how good they are, what to expect, and where it stands on the big list. But we'll also discuss movies that we may have missed on their initial run, or we just didn't get a chance to talk about on the podcast, or other strong movies that just may be outside of the normal top 10 discussion. For example, today we're discussing one of Netflix's movies, Hold the Dark. So Russell, played by Jeffrey Wright, a retired wolf expert, arrives in North Alaska to investigate the death of a 6-year-old boy believed to be taken by wolves. And if that premise enough is bizarre for you, buckle up. As the movie develops, we learn about these parents, played by Riley Keough and Alexander Skarsgård, the latter a soldier returning home from Iraq. Meanwhile, there's a local sheriff, and he's on the hunt for the father and his anger trail. This movie is ultimately several chases going on at the same time. So those lead to a chain reaction of violence along the way, including a great shootout for me, which is the highlight of the film, one of the best scenes of the movie. So Hold the Dark was directed by Jeremy Saulnier, and it's not a movie you're going to get answers from. Things don't always add up. I found myself trying to piece it together more and more after I've watched it, and the more I try, the less sense it makes. But the fact is, I am thinking about it often, so that may say something about the quality of the movie. And if you like those kind of movies that make you wonder what it is you just watched, this is certainly one of those. Hold the Dark is a film that will sit with you because of its madness, if you will. It's a film about the wild of North Alaska, whether it's the human wild or the wild of the wolves or the wild of the creatures that are out there. It's a movie about that nature, the animal nature. But it's also a toss-up movie for me. And by that, I mean, it's a movie worth watching for the scenery and the cinematography and really the bleakness of it all. But it's also ultimately unsatisfying. You're left thinking, is that it? Hold the Dark is certainly a movie you should see. Just don't go in with any expectations for a resolution. I'll be sure to post more information about this on ellisonmovies.com. You, of course, can always find me on Twitter at ellisonmovies. Until then, be sure to hit the subscribe button or follow button, however you are listening to this right now, so you can be alerted when these new episodes drop. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow.